I'd like to introduce myself as Air Commodore Professor St. Sir Horatio T. Birdbath of the Department of Time and Space, the commander of TSS Intangible. But then that would be a bit pretentious, wouldn't it? Hello, I'm Birdie.
Came to Frio in 92. Why Fremantle? What drew you here?
I had a meeting in Fremantle back in 92. I was living down the southwest at the time. I had an opportunity to look around the town and realised that the most isolated capital city in the world's port suburb was probably the last Bohemia before gentrification. And I looked at the diversity of the people and I thought, yeah, I'm going to put some effort into this community, see what happens. It was much more colourful a town in those days with the young hippies and who are now adult mortgagees and everything like that. So in some ways I'm the last Bohemian standing and enjoying it. Part of a gentrification process is that the businesses and the residents are attracted by the colourful hippies and they raise the prices and then the colourful hippies move out into the future. A lot of them are out and about all over the world now. A few of us are still here. Not that I'm a hippie, by the way. And by the way, that's a misspelling. It should be happy, not hippie.
Talking about gentrification of Frio, I guess prices have gone up. A lot of people have been pushed out to other outer suburbs. What do you think about what's happening now with all this massive redevelopment?
Well, over the past 30,000 years, I've noticed a little bit of change. And the people that whinge and moan about change, well, that's about them, not about the community. The latest council, in my personal opinion, is one of the most progressive, forward-thinking, humanitarian councils that I've ever witnessed and been associated with. So, yeah, I'm not complaining about change. It's progress. The details may be changing, but the spirit of the town is getting even stronger. I'm not really a naysayer. The future of Frio was young people. The future of the world is young people. By working on Horatio's Wall, I've had the opportunity to inspire many a young folk. Just being the elder, the quiet, confident, creative, chatting to people, I regularly get adults coming up. There's one very successful screen printer artist. I hadn't seen him since he was a young boy, and he walked up to me one day at random. I didn't recognise him, and he said, "You stuffed over my life. Thank you very much." And then detailed his career.
And
biggest compliment. The big thing on the wall, you know, all the artwork is all well and good, but it boils down to the little slogan I've got there: do justice to your talent. The person that can find their talent, and I don't necessarily mean art or creativity, and then does justice to it, well, they are the winners in life. I've got a little thing going called content, and that's from the content of my life. I don't chase happiness because it's a slippery, nebulous thing, but I go for content.
I remember when I was, I would have been about 4 or 5 or something, and we would be watching from Geno's the floats of the Fremantle Festival go past, and I think you had your own personal float, which was just simply you with a cardboard box on your head. What was the inspiration?
I have a personal theory that you can gate crash any parade if you put a cardboard box on your head.
With eye holes cut out.
What, I don't want to walk into things, do I? There was a particular one where I did the May Day parade, holding a big roll of red carpet under my arm, and I was in front of Norm Gallagher and all the heavyweights and the big truck immediately behind me. their eyebrows went up. And I found the right red to go with my red carpet, and it was the marching band. And just as we swung onto the main street of Fremantle, they broke into the theme from Monty Python. And I was a happy little surrealist.
And what are you working on anything at the moment, creatively, or either visual art or any other forms?
I am working on Staying Alive, Staying Alive, ooh, 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 ooh. Just lifestyle as an art form. I haven't got any particular art projects at the moment, apart from staying alive, which is technically quite important, and turning myself into a storyteller, basically publishing on social media. Horatio T. Birdbath on Facebook and Instagram. And I make my quiet little commentary on life.
You're on social media quite a bit. What do you think about the whole world of Facebook and Instagram?
Facebook is my surveillance medium. I keep an eye on the zeitgeist of the world. What people tend to forget on Facebook is their opinion of the world is a confession of character and mindset. As a totally unqualified, totally overqualified research forensic psychologist, I love Facebook.
Do you want to become a Facebook personality, do you think? Or do you think you already are a Facebook personality with all the shares and the likes that you're getting?
I just want to be a personality. I see so many people without them. Or if they have second-hand personalities, and that is not my way. A Kiwi originally. I accidentally came to Australia and thought, So I've been here all this time, living in different places, doing different things, gaining life experience, and then at about the age of, approximately 37 and a half and 3 days, making my big creative move and reinventing, totally as Horatio T. Birdbath. Your government thinks my middle name is Thunder. Horatio Thunder Birdbath. The only advice to young creatives out there, I've mentioned previously, do justice to your talent. You got to find your mojo in life, and once you've found your mojo, just do it. Everybody goes on about the downturn in Fremantle. I think we can rectify the situation by fixing the global economy. Everybody is kind of in the Fremantle bubble, and as I like pointing out, it's only 14 square kilometres. And this community is only a reflection of the bigger one. The Beaufort Street strip is struggling. Fremantle might be struggling a little bit. It's about people's current priorities about spending. It's only a reflection of a global economy. It's only 14 square kilometres, guys. We're doing really well. I quite often talk to overseas tourists and ask them what they think of Fremantle. And they kind of agree with my description of a village in the middle of a city with a village-type energy. And that's one of the reasons I adore coming here.
Having grown up here and being able to walk down the street and say hello to everyone and actually know people's faces. People say, oh, I remember you when you were this big, and it's nice.
I wouldn't be anywhere else except if I was. Yeah, I'm happy with the interview. I think we've covered most aspects of the meaning of life.